Let's get it, man.
Love Talk Radio.
Yeah, you know I got you.
Through anything, I got you.
Girl, you know I got you. Girl, you know I got you. I've been thinking about it lately. There's so much that's on my mind, I gotta tell
you. What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Y'all know how we getting it in today. We are going in on this topic that it needs to be addressed, and the topic is your Facebook status affecting your employment status or your business? So we're going to go in on that topic tonight. You can call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. We also have the chat room open for you guys to come in and kick it with us there. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And go ahead and put your comments in there and give your tips and tricks. We definitely want to get into the top 10 turnoffs for employers. So if you have been filling out applications and you've been doing it online and you've been faxing and emailing and you haven't got any response, we're going to help you out with some tips today that may have affected you with that. Big shout out to Marcus Allen. The song that you hear in the background is called Half a Man. It's definitely a hot joint, and you can get the music. All you got to do is actually Google him. His name is Marcus Allen, or you can go to YouTube and put in Half a Man. And it's a very beautiful song. We're going to let that rock in the background while we get it in. But we're going to go ahead and open up the lines. We're going to go to the hotlines and get some love, because they got their hands up and they want to give their feedback. So let's go into it right now. I think we got Genius live in the building. What is Genius? Is that you, 202?
Hey, what's good, Clay?
Hey, King, what's going on? We are glad that you came through to the show. So you know you got to get the 20th century. Yes, you did. Definitely was ripping them turntables tonight on the U-string. I was all into it and getting my cooking, my 1-2 on, so that's definitely what's up, man.
Yeah, definitely. I had to do a little something. Today was my little mini-me birthday, you know, even though
Happy
he had
birthday.
Called it at night early. But,
let's go.
Yeah, I wanted
Happy
to do
birthday
something nice.
To your little king, yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We went out for a little bit, but the heat was tremendous, which is going to be 3 digits all week. So, you know, everything we doing is inside.
Wow. That's definitely what's up. You guys been having a little heat stroke over there, and on the east, y'all catching it. Y'all literally catching hell over there.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's definitely pretty bad. I advise everybody, make sure you hydrate, drink plenty of fluids. If you're out in the heat, don't overdress, dress for the weather. Stay safe.
Yep.
You know, we don't need nobody passing out there.
Yeah, let's get right into this topic, because we're going to go back to the phones in a minute. Now, I want y'all to make sure your Facebook profile doesn't lose you a job. For those who already have a job and those who are seeking employment, make sure it doesn't lose you a job. You know, do you use Facebook as I do? If you use Facebook like I do, then, you know, you're on it a lot and you're on all these social networking sites and you got things working for you for your business as well, you know, just not as seeking employment. But, you know, a whole heck of a lot of other people use Facebook, including your mom and your former bosses. So employers are increasingly using the Facebook and other social networking sites to check up on potential or even current employees. People have been disciplined at work. They have missed out on job positions or have even been dismissed due to comments that they left on Facebook or similar sites. Now, in the credit crunch time, you know, you can't afford to have anything working against you. And, you know, we got a couple steps of how to make your Facebook profile is invisible to the people that you don't want to see them. One of the ways that you can go about doing this, all you have to do for your Facebook is just go right at the top of your Facebook and, you know, click on your name or my profile or however you want to do it. And you want to go into where it says networks on your profile. You can control who sees your profile and who doesn't. And if you have it open to all your networks and your family and friends, of course, they're going to see your information. And you can be very selective of who see it. And I would suggest you guys to be very selective with your networks. Those little networks that you have on the side of your profile that says, like, you know, mine is Genius Music Network, of course. Grind 101, shout out to One Mind, One Grind. The Brinson family, which is my family. I got Shawnee's Angels. I got a couple of those. But they see what you're posting on your Facebook site. They see it every time. And I can go to Facebook right now. I'm going to go to Facebook right now to just, you know, check out a couple of people, comments and stuff like that. It'd be chicks on there going off about their baby fathers and situations and people who hating on them. And it'd be men that be going off on there too. But this Facebook, any social network site where people can see you publicly, this is the image that you're presenting to people. And you need to understand that. And if you're looking for a job or if you have a business and you on Facebook talking about, oh, I'm about to get fucked up, or I'm about to get drunk, I'm about to smoke a blunt, or all these, I'm a bad bitch, and, you know, shout out to all my effing haters and, you know, all types of stuff. Who would really want to do business with you? And employers are looking. Not only are they getting a resume for you, from you, and doing that background check and whatnot, but they also want a little step further to look at your Facebook and your Twitter because they know those are more spots where you will be a lot more relaxed at. And a lot of people don't think this is happening. This is why you may not be getting that call back, because me and Genius talked about this on the phone before. And like we were saying, you know, when you meet people, you meet the representative. When you meet people, you meet the representative. They're going to tell you all the good things about them, all the perks, what they can do, who they work with, where they from. But then 30 days to 90 days later, you meet the representative. You find out the person is not what they said they were. They were ethnics are all jacked up. They're a liar, and they wasted your damn time. So employers are definitely looking at your Facebook profile, and that's why I did this topic. I had been thinking about doing the topic, King, and what actually confirmated it was yesterday I was watching the news, and they had a report on it. And I was like, can they really do that? Can they? But it makes sense. You know, if I really want to know something more about you, I'll go to your Facebook page and see what's going on with you. I definitely want y'all comments on that. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Genius, I'm going to get your feedback, and then 862, I'm coming right to you to get your feedback on this topic.
Well, I'll say this, speaking from the other side, you know, and, you know, I've said this for the longest, and a lot of people don't know this. Information is the biggest business in the world, period.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you set your security settings on Facebook to not show, you know, certain things and make it visible to the network, you know, unbeknownst to you, your information is already exposed the instant that you actually sign up for a Facebook account or for any account, for that matter, that's on the Internet. That information becomes available for public sale, and that information is sold. And when you actually apply for jobs, those companies have private companies that have investigators that seek that information, everything, as far as, you know, what is concerning you. So you should always be wary of that when you post things. But, you know, most people, you know, that, like they say, sense ain't common, so they'll put whatever they want and speak completely freely, you know, on their statuses and things like that. You know, for me, for the most part, just like yourself, I keep it professional. I only say certain things because I know that that information is exposed to somewhere else, you know. Yeah. And, you know, you never want to do certain things that are going to come back to haunt you. You know, and how you present yourself is the most important thing as far as anything, not even for just for a job, you know, because even schools and a list of other places use this type of information. You know, I've seen people get kicked out of school because of comments that they made about professors, you know, as well as, you know, on jobs. And we think even though there's the Freedom of Speech Act, we really have to look at the laws, you know, as freedom of speech to a certain extent. You know, Big Brother is always watched and, you know, watching, and we definitely have to carry ourselves more, you know, responsibly. You know, if you want to have that free conversation like that, then you had that amongst your peers, not, you know, to the world.
You can
avoid a lot of that, you know. And even the pictures that you post up and stuff, you know, I was like, I've been telling my friends for the longest. I'm like, you know, you don't have to be half nude in pictures and things like that, you know. And dudes, please, for the life of me, stop, you know, posting pictures of your chest and everything. I personally don't want to see it. You know what I'm saying? But these things are a reflection. You know, I'm laughing and joking about it, but, you know, honestly, these things are a reflection when you are trying to get jobs and things like that, because they're looking at those things too. Because once you're actually working for that company, how the company is looking at it is like, okay, is this person worthy enough to represent us? And doing those types of things doesn't make you worthy unless you're in an industry that's going to be requiring you to do that.
Like Lady Gaga, you're not Lady Gaga. Y'all need to understand that. Like y'all, and even Lady Gaga got to hold her appearance to a certain degree. Let's go ahead and go to the hotlines and get some more feedback, man. 862-576, what's your name and where you calling from?
This is Karima from North, New Jersey.
Hey, Queen, what's going on?
Definitely how are you?
I am so good. I got to get mother 20 to me as well.
What's that for you?
Yeah, you know, we had to give you the serious intro. You know, we had to give you the 20th century. It's nothing
that was
but stars
beautiful. That was
here.
Beautiful. Just to piggyback on what he was saying, being as though the technology is the new ways, presentation is key. And this is for male and female. A lot of people start to realize that people will Google your name. And when they Google your name, Twitter comes up, Facebook comes up, your undergrad, your grad, whatever you're involved with will come up. The Facebook thing, I thought, was supposed to be a networking site where entrepreneurs or anybody that's promoting themselves could be able to network and be able to build whatever business they're trying to create. Now, on the other hand, people are making it into a freak site where you could just put all these graphic pictures, you talk about your personal business, you fight against each other, and it makes everybody look bad. You can say, for instance, like, people fell in love. Your circle is key. Even if you're at the top of the whatever range you are, employers will look at the people you hang around because they were like, well, are you real or are you fake? Are you just perpetrating to be what you are? Or this is who you really are because of people that you hang around. You know what they say, birds of a feather flock together?
Mm-hmm.
So your circle of friends sometimes will dictate where your growth is in anything. So in my opinion, the Facebook thing is definitely a bad thing when it comes to you promoting yourself on a negative level, because a lot of people feel a real lot that just as us being African-American. So if you're not trying to set a standard where when you have faith and confidence in yourself and you tell people who you really are, they're going to always look down for you. Me personally, I'm not going to toot my own horn, but just coming from where I'm coming from North, urban, And being where I am now and where I'm growing to, it's very, very important for me to utilize not just my education and my work experience, but just my networking abilities for me to get where I need to be. And if you're networking on the wrong level, or you're putting pictures up there that's not official, or you're using statuses that has anything not anything to do with the reality of life, far as where you're going, your family orientation, how much you love yourself and your goals and where you see yourself succeeding, it's kind of hard for people to realize, all right, I see the value in you. I see what wealth you can bring to my organization. How can I put you on my team if you're perpetrating yourself as this on a social network? What they say, first impression is the last impression. So if somebody is looking at your resume and they're looking at all your background and they go Google you and they follow you on Facebook, they're like, well, this is the most place where everybody's more relaxed. They're more calm. And people don't realize that people that's in the hierarchy positions, they look at those things. And they will judge you on that, and you will lose out on a good opportunity.
It's been done plenty of times.
I wish people would really realize the reality of life, because it's not that's not the ways. It's not. And technology is taking over. People are not looking at just your resume. They will search and investigate who you really are.
Yeah, even with your screen names. I'm looking at a person right now that just hit me up on Twitter, and his screen name is Panties Off. Why do I want to talk to somebody? It's Panties Off. This is
that's
real, too. I swear I can't make it up. His screen name is Panties Off. Why do I want to talk to a man that has a screen name with Panties Off? I don't know. You know, it. I mean, I don't see what we have in common to be talking on, because my panties is on and they won't be coming off.
I know that's right.
What do we have to talk
about? It's quite amusing when you read the statuses. And sometimes I go through my news feed and I read it. I'll be like, are they serious really putting that up there like that?
And
it makes you think.
I have seen some things on Facebook and on profiles that's just plain ridiculous. One of my family members, I blocked her because she was just unnecessary, just going off and going in about any and everything that didn't have nothing to do with nothing. And, you know, she wasn't embarrassed. Well, for me, she was an embarrassment. You know, I didn't want my family to see, you know, that, like, this person is in your family. That's her own personal stuff that she's dealing with. But what you're posting on Facebook is it's kind of like your resume, your profile. In 201, I see you. I'm about to get to you. But it's your profile, what you put up on there, just like the whole thing with the dude having a screen name Panties Off. He tweeted me. We really got to. I already have a negative impression on him. I don't even know what he's about. I just know that his screen name says Panties Off. But even for my queens out there, y'all taking pictures. It's all right to have a sexy picture you take, you that got dressed up, blase, blase, whatever. But y'all taking pictures in the mirror, in the bathroom, of your ass.
With nothing on.
What is this?
And
they want
a level of respect.
And you want me to respect you. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love, because they lighting up. Queen, stay with me. Let's go to 201-349. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
Okay, sure. Okay.
Give me 1 second. I got to turn your mic. Okay. Who am I speaking with now?
That's not Nat. Not
hey, Nat, what's going on? Hey, Annette, what's going on?
Hey, which one of our family members was doing that on Facebook?
Oh.
So I can
see, I can't.
Get her.
No, I can't tell her. I already blocked her, so you ain't got to worry about her being on my page. And
so
I'm not.
Put a
hammer on her.
Yeah, you know I will get her. I will get her and get her and get her. So
yeah,
I had a couple of seconds, so I wanted to get on and see what was going on.
Oh, we're definitely going in on this hot topic about is your Facebook status affecting your employment status and your business status. So many people are just putting things on Facebook and not realizing that employers are looking at this. So even if you already have a job, your employers are checking you out to see what type
exactly.
of person that you are. Because just like
exactly.
the Queen Karima said, she said, you know, people are more relaxed over there. It's a social networking site, and they're more loose with their tongues. So, you know, people don't realize how this is affecting the image of who they are and their growth in life. So, you know, what would be your feedback on that?
I mean, you're right, because whatever you put out there on the internet, that will stay with you for the rest of your life.
Mm.
That's why I go on Facebook every now and then, and trust me, there is nothing that I don't want the world to know about. If I want the world to know about it, I'll say it on Facebook. If I don't want nobody to know about it, it will not ever be said on Facebook, on MySpace or YouTube or all the other ones.
Yeah, Twitter.
You're right.
Everywhere, Twitter everywhere. You just getting on there and for
mm-hmm.
FYI for people, Twitter, Facebook, 347, I see you, I'm about to get to you, and 980, I see you too. But Twitter, Facebook, Motto, MySpace, whatever, those are not counselors. I don't know why
mm-hmm.
you people are on Facebook like this.
They're too personal.
Like somebody's going yeah, like they're going to
can I interject,
Karma
Queen? A lot of times,
yes.
and especially with the younger people, they've lost touch with social skills of communicating. And a lot of times.
A whole lot of times. And it's a commercial that comes on. And it's a girl, she was like, you know, when her parents decided to go on Facebook, she got a lot more aggressive with them because it was a study that says older people are getting very antisocial. And I think Twitter is making us a lot more antisocial. I want y'all feedback on this. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's go get another call before we get into some of this hot music. We're going to go ahead and open up the line for 347-531. You're now live on Diva Spot. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Mr. L, Southside Zanger.
Yeah. What's going on? Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. It's Money Mo.
I know who you are, Money Mo. Welcome
yeah.
to the show. Are you happy to be here?
Of course I am, Diva. Why would I not?
You want Diva? Money Mo, give us your feedback on the
Oh, that Facebook is that Facebook thing? Oh, man. I mean, of course, only assholes really, I mean, put up too much on there. Of course, your employers, your networkers, everybody that you know and you see on a daily basis, they actually check your Facebook. So be really aware about what you're putting out. And I mean, your personal business and... You got baby moms and you got all this type of other shit going on in your life. Make sure it's cool and copacetic. Don't put that shit out there like that, yeah? Like, cause it gets really nasty out there. So, it gets really nasty out there. So just keep it cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just putting it out there to my G's out there and the ladies also. Keep it cool. You ain't got to put too much out there. All you got to do is say how you feel. You wake up in the morning, you have a blessed day. Bless your Facebook fam, all that. Keep it cool and collective, and that's it. Go about your day. Other than all that shit, that token tough, that internet gangster thing that y'all do, I don't even know why they do that though. That's just crazy. You know what I mean? Just keep it cool. Like that's it. All you got to, it's like walking in the park. Walking in the park with Facebook. Don't sit there and have a brawl out and all that shit, because you're 9 times out of 10 the people that you're talking to, you're not gonna see.
Never. You know what?
You're not going to see nobody that you're talking to, actually, unless those are real people. Your real people, you really won't even talk to them on Facebook because you see them in the actual daily life.
There's no
reason for you to be talking tough on Facebook because you're not going to see none of these. And if you do see them, any bullshit that they was talking or any problems that you heard that they had or you seen that they had or you seen they was writing on the wall or whatever, you're not going to even bring that situation up. You're just going to look at them and you're going to think in your mind you're going to laugh at them, and then you're just going to be the laughing person of the other day. If they're drunk or whatever, you're going to be laughing at them. So just keep it cool. Real shit, because that Facebook shit is crazy. Like I heard that shit in relationships. Damn. That's like the 2011 Maury, like, ugh.
You right
I don't
now,
know.
nasty. That's nasty.
Money Mo, as you as an artist, Money Mo, you know, with even with people, because you know, you do collabs and you work in and your music is good and you always on the grind. How many times have a person reached out to you and you went to check them out? You know, they hit you up on Twitter, whatever. Money Mo, what's up? And, you know, you went to check them out, to check their bio out, see if they got a website or whatever the case may be, and you got to them and their Twitter page. First of all, your status on your Twitter is just, like, unnecessary, and then they got a website link there that goes nowhere.
Yo,
I don't even have Twitter.
Yo, you know the funniest shit I've seen? Like, I went to, like, a nigga was trying to network with me and shit. I went to his Twitter page, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I seen some crazy, the shit said he was a forensic scientist. First off,
hey,
nigga, you only know how to spell forensic. That's the main thing. You know what's crazy? He ain't know it was me. I know this nigga actually in the hood. Like, I know you in the hood. Like, I see you probably every four days. I see this nigga in the hood. He don't even know how to spell forensic. How the hell you a forensic scientist, my man? Like, you know what I mean? That's the type of shit that gets me pissed off. And plus, he has like 3,000. He has 3,000 followers, and nobody's following him. He stays on Twitter every day. He tweets every minute. He's in Twitter jail every hour. This is bad for business. Don't do that. He has no life. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, damn, people really put their life into social network.
Well, I guess I'm corny because I don't even have Twitter. I think Twitter is more for Twitter is advertisement. Twitter is really not, you know, for me. I look at it. Twitter is advertisement. Facebook is more personal. Twitter is more.
I think
Twitter is
for strippers. I think Twitter is for like strippers and shit. Like, you like, you want to strip or something? You want to sell your body? Like, that's like
going in.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Money
I'm Mr. Ill. You know what I mean, like. Twitter for like strippers. If you want to sell your body or something, like fuck Craigslist, man, you gotta sell your body on Craigslist. You just go right to Twitter, put up a. I see twin cars that look crazy, you know what I mean, nice, and I see them in person, like, ew. All
right, Money Mo, hold on, baby. We gonna get to the next call. Money Mo,
is
gonna let us know.
Yo, I'm gonna tell some shit tonight. Just get me off this real quick.
Alright, hold on. Y'all already know we get it in live each and every day. Diva Spot Radio. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Let's go to this caller because this caller has been patiently waiting. 980-225. You are now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's your name and where you're calling from?
This is Nikki Rich, the host of iJive Urban Rich Radio. And
hey.
I am calling from South Carolina.
That's what's up, Queen. Welcome to the show. Nikki Rich, chime in on this situation here with these people and their Facebook and Twitter and social networking sites.
Man, I have so many comments from what y'all said earlier when you was talking about the girls in the bathrooms and stuff. I mean, like, for real, why are you sitting on sinks and stuff? That doesn't make their butt look bigger and everything else, you know. And all these people just taking these pictures in the bathroom and stuff. I mean, you showing everything. That's not cute anyway. You not leaving anything, you know, for the imagination. And then, like, it is a lot of people that's killing Facebook because, I mean, the other day I was just about to delete it because it's like, for real, are y'all for real? It's not a counseling station. One girl got on here today was like, I know this might sound gross, but I've been in the same clothes for five days, and I've been in the same spot for 5 days, and I'm just starting to get depressed because I'm going through a divorce. Okay,
wow.
And you want to tell everybody.
Yeah, that's TMI right there.
Look at this one. That's,
I mean,
it's like,
I commented, I said, honey, you need to take that to God. You need to talk to him because evidently something is psychologically wrong if you up here putting that on Facebook. And on Twitter, it's more of like, to me, it's like, business, because I know I get a lot of business off of Twitter. But I did see a lot of people, like you said, models and, you know, a lot of just people just showing everything, like, you know. And
I would say save your avatar for your, you know, save the back shots for your men, not your avatar.
Thank you. Say
that for you. If you are, you know, all it is, why would you want me to respect you after that? If I'm going to your profile, we all know that people are visual people. You know, we're audio people, we're visual. And as soon as we see something, if I see you taking a picture in the bathroom, you turned around with most likely some sweatpants on. You know, you didn't look at your cuff. You didn't have a couple of other people look at your cuff like, how does look, girl? And you really in the bathroom taking a picture of your ass. Now, what else is it? If I'm a man, what else is am I thinking about talking to you after seeing that? You know, and even with giving out, say, I'm about to blast somebody on Facebook right now. Look at this. Ebony Esther ESB says, so sick of phony damn people. It's either love me or leave me alone. Shit. Wow. Wow. Y'all know I'm making a show out for y'all. And if somebody know Ebony Esther, tell her that Diva Mary Kay is talking about her right now on her profile. Y'all need to let her know. Look how you can just put yourself out there.
But what if
I was looking to do
half of the, excuse me, half the time the booty's not even real.
Nope.
Yeah, right? And the sabotage on the booties don't even look good. Oh. Oh, wow.
That was a sidebar.
We had an epic sale with a... If y'all go to EpicFail.com and they have the pictures on EpicFail or whatever the case may be, it was a girl that took that picture of her backside with a log in the toilet. It had a big doo doo log in her toilet.
And yeah, I saw that.
Yes, it's on there. But these are the dirty bathrooms. Like, are y'all serious? One thing that I do want to bring to light, like Money Mo said, before we get take a little break and go into some music, but what Money Mo was saying about all the tough talking on Facebook, there was an incident where two females were beefing on Facebook, and they were beefing over a guy that was in jail. And they both had cars, and they end up going on a chase with each other. They were in a chase. One of the girls had her best friend in the car, and the other one had her baby in the car. And they were going through a chase through the city, and the girl that had the best friend in the car, they both macked up, but her best friend died. And now both of these women went to jail. Now, first of all, y'all beefing over a guy that's in jail that can't do nothing for y'all. That's
exactly
one. Second of all, he was using y'all from the gate. Men do that, and women do it all the time. But now both of y'all locked up. Now what y'all going to do, write each other now? Y'all going to beef right through letters now? When you come out of lockup, you going to write a hate letter to her? Like, are you serious? Are you serious? It went
looks
that
like
far, and if you want to get
that sentence for the child, though, that's just crazy.
Well, one of my she was beefing with somebody on Facebook, and it's to the point now that they're deleting your pages automatically. I guess somebody is investigating the status or whatever the case may be, which is a good thing, but that's bad that somebody has to take time out to go through everybody's profile to see if they are with somebody or it's going to be like negative words and they deleting pages. Like, that's crazy. So she changed the page and she's still doing the same old thing. I'm like, girl, you like 37, get a life.
Oh, wow.
Wow,
and she
told me,
well, you're a little different than me. It's because you got what you got. That don't mean that you're looking down on me. And I said, well, I'm a little younger than you. Like, I'm way younger than you. And everybody had the same opportunity. Just because you were on there with your ass out, yeah, she's going to be mad if you sitting there talking to their mans on Facebook. And that's what's going to happen. You sitting there with eyes bent over like you 37, like get a life.
Wow, and then she mad at you. I mean,
she's mad at me because I called her out, but I didn't put it on her wall. I sent her a message. I inboxed her like, I said, I'm kind of confused I was going through my news feed and I see pictures of you with your ass out. I'm like, I don't think that's ladylike. And people, women start to realize men look at you like that when you present yourself like that. So they're not going to respect you. And you be wondering why they smash you, accusing my French, and they don't call you back the next day. Because they knew what it was when they was going in on the gate. So it's just really sad that our, you know, we wasn't friends, we was associates, but now whatever little bond we had is destroyed because I was just being a friend to you and told you that maybe you should change that because people are looking at you. So when a chick come on her page or somebody's wife come on your page asking you why you tagging her man in them photos, yeah, what you expect?
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that to other people. So it's really sad that people promoting themselves like that on Facebook, but, you know, that's their life. It just makes me as a black woman be like, wow. And you wonder why men treat women the way they treat them because you're putting yourself all on Facebook like that.
And Facebook is definitely a site that people utilize every day, even with Twitter. Twitter handles almost over 1 million tweets a day. So you have to be very cautious of what you say on Twitter because it is affecting your employment status. It's affecting your business if you're running a business. It's affecting you as far as getting a job because it says it in an article, and it's no joke. It even says it right here. It says at Cranbridge, which is a school, it says at least one dozen have admitted discreetly screening applicants' pages. A practice now widespread in the job requirement in recruitment. A survey released said that 62% of the British employees now check Facebook, MySpace, Bebo pages, and some applicants, and that a quarter of have been rejected candidates as a result of reasons given by employers, including in concerns about excessive alcohol abuse, ethnics on the job, and disrespect. So you need to be very cautious about what you're putting on Facebook and where else would you go to get your point of somebody to hear you or to put out something that you want to say besides these social networking sites because there's so many people. I've seen women on there that put people name and be blasting, oh, such and such, Michael such and such and such is a bad father, and he over there with that whole such and such and such. Are y'all serious, queens? First of all, the women. We got to say it to the women because y'all be the ones that be doing the bullshit. You know, it's crazy hour for y'all because y'all the first one to put somebody's business up there, but you start to realize it don't do nothing but make yourself look stupid because that's the man that you laid down, had unprotected sex with, and had a baby, and now you're talking about him and his new boo. You wasn't saying that when you was dropping it like it was hot on him, but now you want to say it now. Epic fail. Epic fail. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're about to get into some Biz Markie and some more hot music. Press the one button to be heard, man. Let's go.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story. About a girl named blah, blah, blah that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar. Spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship. Or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
Upstairs, 'cause I know and no one else is here. As I get closer came home with it. Hold on, dirty woman, back to where you come from.
But baby,
but wait back, if the street you're brand.
Now listen to this before you're done.
Wait, how you know my name, son?
Honey, wait, I was gonna tell you.
Move this kind of thrill familiar. Now don't I know you from somewhere a long time ago? No, no, I don't think so. Yeah, yeah, I feel I know you, brother, very well.
No, no,
you mistaken me for somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't you see two men are talking?
No, no, I
told you the gift of walking. Now I think y'all better leave this place, 'cause I'm about to change your case.
Yo, this Lady G. You now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers on PhenomenonRadio.com. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Let's go, let's go, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. And we are definitely getting it in on this hot topic about, is your Facebook status affecting your employment and your position status? I got the king live on the line with me, Genius. I got the queen live on me on the line, Karima. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to get your mic open to give your opinion. Definitely got to give a shout-out to Money Mo. Definitely got to give a shout-out to Nikki Rich. Definitely got to give a shout out to Annette and everybody that's tuned in right now listening, because this is an important topic. I think people need to understand the what you're saying, you know, the severity, how is it affecting your status, your growth in life, you know. And a lot of people, even with the haters, I just got an instant message said, you know, a lot of it says, I have a hater that continued to post hate on my page, on my wall, and I blocked them. A lot of times our haters can cause us problems too. You right about that. You right about that. Big shout out to you, Queen. I really can't pronounce your name, that's why I ain't say it, but you know who you are. But our haters can cause some confusion too. I had a hater as well, and I like what Karima said before about a female friend, and you just trying to give her some advice, and they kind of snap at you, you know, and that's denial. Don't snap at me because you putting yourself out there like that, and it's like you drinking spoiled milk and thinking that your stomach ain't going to hurt. It's spoiled milk. Why would you keep, and then you continue to go back and drink it. At 37, that shit should have been over, what, the immaturity stage, what, 23? You know, but you 37 and you still haven't got it right. I mean, that's, you know, honestly, that's sad. And that queen really need to get some get right. Well,
maybe she's trying to be a video vixen.
Huh?
Maybe she's trying to be a video vixen.
Oh, okay. Video vixen. Wow, a video vixen. That's another show. I'm going to save my comment for what I was about to say. Big shout out to all the video vixens that's doing it on a professional level, that has contracts, not an understanding. Yeah, a lot of people use that word, oh, you know, me and such and such got to understand it. Another Facebook blast that Diva Mary Kay is about to. Ramona Thompson, you are up. Ramona Thompson has posted a picture on Facebook of a lady with knee boots on. It says, okay, it's like 108 degrees. Can somebody please explain to me knee boots under capris? I should monkey slap this one. Wow, Mona. Are you serious? You took a picture of this lady and she got
knee boots on under her capris in the wintertime and you want to monkey slap her? Nice. But you have been able for us, for you to put your hot mess news. We are making you hot mess news right here on Demon Spot Radio. People don't know, you try to blast somebody else and you will get blasted. You have a lot more things to be worried about, Ramona, rather than this lady that got knee boots on in 108-degree weather. Be concerned more with those migraines that them hood-book-ass niggas is driving me crazy. Yeah, I said it, and I'll say it again. Everybody's getting cut. If you do say you got a business, you're getting cut. All you're doing is making it so easy for us to make a show out of you. And unfortunately, on Twitter, we can make you a trending topic. it's all in what you put out there. Oh, I like what Money Mo said before about people. Old boy said he was a
forensic scientist.
Thank you, a forensic scientist. And you couldn't spell forensic. People, take the time out to do spell check. I'm not the best speller in the world, but I'm very good with reading and with math. But if you have some downfalls, it's okay. But don't put it out there for the public to see. Otherwise, you will get put on blast, and then you're going to be mad. You can't be mad when somebody puts something on blast that you did in the public. And then you being rude and being, who wants to, all that show was just basically that you just got some issues and you really are about your business. You one of those part-time haters, and some of them full-time haters because that's all they do. I know a lot of y'all got friends out there that, you know, you got that one friend that always talk about somebody, but they the worst of the worst.
Yes,
girl,
I'm not even going to talk
about
them.
I can't stand that. And we got Facebook,
I'm not even
going to
talk about them like
that. Twitter.
Yes. And they be the worst of the worst. I'm talking about the worst of the worst. And they always talking about somebody. They always turn, they the type of people to piss a happy meal off, man. They don't talk about nothing positive, and you have to just get away from them. Let's talk about cleaning up your profile as far as on Facebook or whatever you have developed a profile is. You know, you might not want to limit access to your profile to only your friends. You know, if you use Facebook for a lot of networking, or you might have a lot of friends, you know, who've added you because they read your blog or because they know you in kindergarten, or you never know who, you know, when one of those friends might be useful allies or a potential employers later. So you may not want to go into, you know, just limiting your profile to only be viewed by people in your network or in your friends. But although your profile might not contain anything dreadful, you know, such as admissions of just how you ended up leaving your previous job, things which seem perfectly innocent could still cause an employer to decide to pass you up, y'all. The recruitment site at www.onereg.com, it offers a lot of tips for what employers are looking for. So I wanted to give y'all the top 10 turnoffs for employers on social networking sites. So if you guys want to get a pen and paper, that's great, because Diva about to break it down for y'all today. Now, the top 10 turnoffs for employers on a social networking sites are reference to drug abuse. People on there, you know, I'm about to go have me, you know, well, drug abuse will most likely be like, I'm about to go smoke a blunt. I don't know if anybody ever put on there. Yeah, fire that up. I don't know if somebody said, I'm about to go smoke me some crack or snip me some dope. I never seen that yet, but if I do, let's believe I'm going to be, I'm not just going to say that. I'm going to freeze frame that in on my computer. Somebody put that on their Twitter. Y'all about to just go hit this rock one time and, you know, snort me a couple of bags and I'll be good.
Stop
Let
saying
go.
You're going to get high on Facebook and Twitter. Please stop doing that. Stop taking pictures with you rolling up.
Yes. That's a norm for them. They wake up smoking.
They're stupid. The FBI and everybody else look at that. Dummies. They just, you know, you just sending yourself to jail. You don't even need to go to court. You already sent yourself to trial. Yeah, but the route is so just stupid.
Too personal.
Yeah, I'm about to go to 14th and Lennox and hit my man up for this weed. Yeah, now you done involve yourself in somebody else. Dummy.
Yep, now the cop's running down.
You know what I mean? I'm just trying to figure it out. I had to get rid of 200 people on Facebook just because of the stupidity that came with this post. It need to stop, really. It really need to stop.
Okay.
Really does.
I'm ready for number 9.
Yeah.
Right? We didn't even
number
get to number 2 yet. Yeah.
I thought you was going from 10 to 1.
Okay. Well, fine. Let's start at with number 1. The number 1 was for references
but was
to drug abuse.
My bad.
Yeah, we all of them we can do, but I'll start from 10. Number 10
is... You do. You're running the show, Queen. You're running the show. I'm just participating.
All right, that, you know, it's always room for improvement. So let's get into it. The second, number 2 on the top 10 turnoffs for employers on social networking sites is intolerant views, including racism and sexism.
I can't stand niggas.
Exactly. Words out of my mouth.
All these white people always saying this stuff about me. Uh-huh. Got them.
And do you know how dumb it looks for a black person to sit there and say, I can't stand niggas? Does that make you less of a nigga for saying that? I don't understand.
Even though they call it Negro, we still are what we are. You can't change that. Just because
I never will I ever be a nigga, nor do I even associate myself as such.
We are Negroes, but that word shouldn't be used. But
I don't even consider myself to be a Negro because when you begin to labelize things, that creates the things. I'm a human being. You know, and I think a lot of times when it comes to words have the power that you put into them, and ignorance behind it is what creates the stereotypes that create the damage that we do to ourselves, you know.
You're
to
right
be perfectly
about that.
Honest, the other people don't have to do anything. We're doing it to ourselves. I don't call my brothers my kings. I don't call them niggas. I don't call my queens bitches. You know what I'm saying? That's just crazy. The demoralizing, demean our own people is just stupid. You know, it's truly stupid. Even though we try to sit there and glorify it as if, you know, it's cool if we say it, because that's ignorant. My brother
somebody
is my brother,
said,
and that's what he always going to be.
Somebody said, and then I see you, I'm about to get back to you, but it was the artists and the other people saying, you know, it's a bitch and nigga. You know, it's in the term of the word bitch saying, yo, that's my bitch right there. It's a term of endearment. Queens,
well, common
you cannot,
sense is this. If you look it up in the dictionaries of female dog, so why would you associate any woman to being a female dog?
And that's not a term of endearment.
It's not a term of endearment, and that is the number 2 on the top 10 turnoffs for employers on social networking websites. You have intolerant views, including racism and sexism. You know, you need to watch what you say, especially off Twitter, on Twitter. I don't care where you at, your baby sister, cousin, best friend, little doghouse. It really does not matter. Treat each other with respect. I'm so tired of hearing this whole, I'm a bad bitch. All that says is you is a basic bitch. You basic. There's nothing, you know, how there's nothing really good about the word bitch. We're in that, and females do it. What's up, bitch? What you doing, bitch? Bitch. Come on now. None of my friends that I know, and even if you're not even my friend, don't call me no bitch. And I correct them right then. I'd be like, hold on. We cool. but I don't address you with the word bitch. I'm either going to call you by your name.
Wow, somebody
or I'm
got
call
shot
you
at
queen.
The corner in my house? Are you serious? I'm sorry, queen.
And see? And look, we talk about it, somebody just got shot. Because most likely
in
called somebody a bitch.
At my corner. Wow.
Let's open up the line.
On the east, it's crazy right now. It's like sad. Like,
yeah, and I have to pray for my family because my family is over there in Brick City, and you know, and I care for them so much, and they're gonna do what they do. They grown people, but you know, don't let your current situation determine your identity. This is something that I learned from a pastor. Do not let your current situation determine your identity. Just because you in the hood, don't make you a hood rat. Just because you try to low on groceries at the end of the month, it don't make you no hoe. Use your sense before you go out there to try to start talking about selling your body and getting a sugar daddy, you know, and all of that. Before you start thinking about, well, let me call my friend up to get a couple of dollars, a couple of change, or I need to get me a sugar daddy or catch me a date. That's not what it is, queen. What
you need
to
get a job.
Find you a church. Get a job. Yeah. Get you a job. You know, find you some type of, it's plenty of churches that have pantries, you know, or, you know, try to babysit for your family or borrow the money if you can. But don't be borrowing nothing, no money, and you don't have no income coming in. That you just going to cause an issue between your family. Annette, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, cool. You back live. And it's very important for us to not to let our identity, our current situation determine our identity. And if you wanted to give your feedback on that.
Yeah, right now I'm at work and my pager just went off. So, like she said, don't let anything that you, where you at, determine who you are. Because I used to be there, but now my pager's going off, baby. I got to hang up and go back to work. Love you.
All right. I love you, Pooh Bear.
All right, baby.
Going back, no problem. Going back into that ER, my aunt has came so far and has shown us, she has set an example for us, for the women in her family, about, you know, how important it is for you to, first of all, educate yourself on everything that you're doing. Because after my grandmother passed, my mother passed, my aunt had, and she doesn't have any children, so she took on me, my sister, my brother, my two kids. This is a woman that had no kids that took on five kids. Five.
Wow.
You know, I was the oldest. I end up, you know, getting my own and taking care of my brothers and my sisters. But you got to look at it like this. You know, it was hard times for her. She didn't know really what it was to, you know, she knew about the hood or whatever the case may be because she went off to college and whatnot. She made some good decisions in her life. It hasn't always been perfect, but now she's a surgeon. She's a surgeon in the emergency room over there in New York. She goes from Jersey to New York every day to go to work. And she baked it. She bought a house and everything. So, you know, and even for us and the kings and queens in our family now, it may be some of the family members or friends that we can't tolerate or deal with, but we have to set an example. Let your life lead by example. Don't worry about what somebody say about you. You know, it's what you respond to. It doesn't matter what somebody say about you. It's what you respond to. If somebody call you a hoe, if you respond to it, then most likely at the end of the day, you a hoe.
Oh.
I mean, you know, it's just easily said. You know, if somebody call you a bitch and you respond to it, you a bitch. I mean, what is it, you know, is what you respond to. I'm not going to allow somebody to call me something and I respond to it. I'm going to check you the first time, but anything other than that, you have to ignore an ignorant person.
Yeah, we can't
fight ignorance.
There's
a lot of them out there.
That's ignorant. Ignorant people want company, so, you know, we don't want them to have no company. Let them be alone on their island.
Yeah, you got to let them be alone on their island.
Yeah, I'm all for taking, you know, all of them, putting them on an island somewhere and just, you know, wait till reality kick in and then they'll change their ways.
Oh, my damn.
On the other side.
Damn.
Oh, my damn.
On the island. Let's have a little word.
Let's give us on the other side.
Yeah, if we put them on the island, all they're going to do is make more of them. And then they're going to overpopulate.
Ignorance ain't going to keep doing that. They're going to kill each other off. We'll be celebrating because we won't have no more problems to deal with.
Well, at least for not for those ignorant people on that island. But here is, in a lot of ignorant people, a lot of people who just do disrespectful and ignorant things have a lot of skeletons in their closet. And Medea is going to tell y'all what to do with those skeletons.
Everybody got skeletons in their closet. Every once in a while, you got to open the closet up and let the skeletons breathe. Half the time, the very thing that you is worried about that's going to destroy you, ruin you, ain't nobody even care. People got their own life to live. My advice to anybody with skeletons is just to dust them off every now and then, unless your closet is full of them. Then you might need to keep it closed or get you a bigger closet.
I love that one.
Yeah. Some people need a vault.
That was the really good.
Yeah, it was definitely really good, man. We're going to go into number three of the top 10 turnoffs for employers on social networking websites. Number three is criminal activity. Wow. I can't believe that somebody would say, you know what, I'm about to go rob this person, jack this person.
Yeah.
I'm about
yeah,
to hack into this.
Hope on their profile picture, show them loading the gun up.
Yeah,
counting the money with the drugs in the hand, too. And in the background, they got the street sign of where they at. Their apartment building number. Their hood, where they at. I wonder why the hood is out.
Six four all day. That's well, man.
Oh man. Wow.
Yeah, all right, crazy. So we got another Facebook blast before we go into the top number four or the top 10 turnoffs for employers. Jonetta handle my business. Brawlhurst says, 36 minutes ago, she says, I want this fucked up family of mine to forget my address, my phone number, and my name. It's a damn shame that y'all are so ass backwards. But believe me, me and my family are all good. You all stay on the west side of the city, and I will keep our black asses in Greece. Deuces. Wow.
My thing is and that's just showing her ignorance, is that's something you're supposed to say that to your family.
Yeah,
Facebook
yeah,
ain't
you
got
know,
nothing to do.
That's
I ain't a part of your family, so I don't need to hear or see that. You know, I really don't understand some people. You know, things that they need to communicate to the people, say that to the people. You know, don't be a Facebook gangster and Twitter gangster to me. Like, I want to see it. Like, that's going to make you look good to me. Oh, yeah, man, I would smack this dude up. I'll do that. People that talk, they just talk. You know, she need help. You need to get her some therapy.
And you're right about that, because the minute before she said that, she says, I am a Nike shoe print away from putting my hands and feet on a bitch, or just plain dog walking one.
Wow.
Yeah.
It goes back to what I said earlier. They are too personal. It's too personal.
And I'm going to tell you another thing to be careful with. The GPS tracking, the checking in, be careful, my queens, especially for the queens. They just had an incident. They've been trying to keep it on the quiet, but, you know, they had an incident where a young lady, you know, would post that she checking in on her job, you know, and things like that. Idiot stalked her, found out exactly where she was at and killed her.
Oh, wow.
Be careful. The people that you deal with and how you do things is very important. I care about life. I hate to see any life gone. Any life lost, you know, is a great loss. You definitely need to be more, you know, vigilant as far as how we pay attention and carry on about things, you know, especially on social networks. That's not cool at all. And for the idiot who did it,
you know, I hope that he burn in hell, you know, and died out of a thousand deaths. You know, just me personally, that's what I feel. But yeah,
yeah,
I think
that's it. Did you just say God add him a thousand deaths after he died?
Yes, died out of a thousand deaths. Yeah, that's in the, I mean, that's in the Bible. I'm only quoting what they say in the Bible. They say you commit the most heinous sin that he died out of a thousand deaths. You know, because when you go to hell, you know, it's not like a, you know, a job where you check in at 9 and check out at 5. You know, you don't burn in the eternal flame. Can you imagine burning forever? You know, not to, you wake up to the same flames that you went to sleep to. Like, oh, yeah, we still smoking up in here.
Wow. All right. Let's move on. The number 4 on the top 10 turnoffs for employers and social networking sites is evidence of excessive alcohol consumption.
Uh-oh. I got
meaning,
my bottle right here.
I got my bottle right here.
About to hit that liquor store up. About to hit that liquor store up right now. Got that Ciroc on deck.
I like my margaritas now. What? I'm a margarita mama, and I like me a margarita.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Don't advertise your bar hopping.
It reminds me of what I said today, because today was my pamper day. So this morning I put that I was pampering myself and just to relax about this big move to Trenton for work. And then I was like, oh, I'm at the spa enjoying my margaritas and my mani and pedi. And I was like, when you said that, it made me think, like, is people going to think I'm an alcoholic because I'm enjoying my day?
Well, it does say evidence
not
of excessive alcohol consumption, meaning that for 5 days a week you post and you want to go get you a bottle, you're going to get drunk, you're going to get drink. All your pictures is 50 bottles of NJ and VSOP and Mark and Jen and Jose Cuervo. You know, that's obsessive. I wouldn't want somebody working with me that has a drug problem like that, alcohol problem like that as well, because that means they either going to show up to work late, show up to work drunk, or bottom line, they may be in a department that I need them, and their alcohol consumption has become a problem, and they drinking on the job and probably end up popping off on somebody. So, you know. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, and then even
funny.
With the alcoholic stinks. Oh, my God, they always smell like alcohol and beer and wine, and it's just horrible.
Yeah, it's like it goes through their pores. That's how much they drink.
Looking like Ned the Wino off Good Time.
The drink still smells.
Number five is on the top 10 turnoffs for employers on social networking sites, and we said this at the beginning of the show, is inappropriate pictures, including nudity. Wow.
Damn, that kills me. That kills me. I can't. I got to take my pictures down now. Come on, you know I'm joking. But, yeah, that do kill me. Like, people, and you'd be amazed. People do that. I don't want to see, excuse my language, I don't want to see your ass. I don't want to see none of that. To me, that's actually a turnoff, because if you're so eager to show all of that, then that already tells me what type of person you are.
That's right.
There is a person on Facebook, and it's sad. I'm sad to say that her last name is Brinson as well as mine. I haven't confirmed the family connection. But whatever. She is on Facebook. Her profile picture, she has on some stilettos, some heels, with the silver stripper shorts on, with the stripper top on, and there's a pole literally in the room where she's standing at and posing. Jesus, look at me. Yes, and then... And that reminds you that her father is a pastor. We kind of find that out from the other people that was posting on that picture.
Wow.
But
hello,
she
Dad.
Yeah, I mean, there ain't nothing he can do. She's actually a grown woman. But
why
did
she always turn out to be the worst?
Like, the
I'm trying to figure that one out. Yeah, it's like you ever noticed that? Like the pastor's daughters always be the worst.
They are.
Yeah. I had to do a study on that.
Yeah, right? You never lied about that. It does. They be the worst. But here's,
like
the, here, Here's the hit right here. She put a status up that says, you know, something about she the wifey and she got the ring and such and such and such. But my thing is, why did you do that to your man? When you put you in a relationship with this dude, why would, you know, obviously he just as fickle as your fickle ass. But anywho, why would you do that to your man? You in stripper clothes on a stripper pole, doing a stripper pose, and saying, I'm the wifey. I don't have to worry about the ring. I'm the wifey. That don't even make sense to me.
She disrespected
you.
Herself and her man.
We wanna,
She disrespected herself and her man.
Yes, and you look silly, and your man looks silly, too. I want to know who wiped you, because we laughing at his ass.
Dumbass and dumbass and associates.com.
I like dumbass and dumbass associates.com. That's funny.
That's funny. Wow.
But, again, that could be affecting your growth. And, you know, as far as with your career and your business that you run in, unless you're a stripper, then it might be cool for you. Like Money Mo said at the beginning of the show, he put out so clearly. And, you know, affecting your job position at your job, because you can get fired for posting some mess on Facebook. They have a right, and it's in their contract. So be clear that it's in your contract.
Yeah, I played hooky from work today. And I'm posting it on Facebook. I went to the movies while I was on break.
Wow.
Yeah, I know somebody who did that. True story. Got fired.
Wow.
Went to the movies, posted it up on Facebook. Yeah, I'm at the movies. You know, I'm checking out the new Transformers. Now you're checking out the employment section.
Yes. Get his pink slip so he go on the door. Oh, wow.
All right, moving on. Number 6, foul language. We talked about that at the beginning of the show, so that's just basically self-explanatory. Yeah, one dude right here says, where you go? He said, I'm just thugging it, my G. That's really not foul language, but it's just, dude, baby, I'm a thug all day, every day. I think these people just really forget about reality of, you know, the reality of your situation. If you look and watching BET or videos all day, they start to think that they Trina, and they start to think that they, you know, Trey Songz, but you're not. You're you. You need to be you. And quoting songs on your Facebook, quoting lyrics on your Facebook from songs that you heard is unnecessary. It don't even make sense.
They think they're superheroes. You got Wonder Bitch and her sidekick, Ghetto Girl, you know, with their superpowers, you know. Education is kryptonite to them.
I'm scared of Wonder Bitch and her sidekick, Ghetto Supergirl. That's something. That's something. All right, number 7, leaks to unsuitable websites. I have seen this. Somebody has posted this on my Twitter.
Say that again. I didn't hear that one.
Links to unsuitable sites. I have seen this. Links to unsuitable
GetAss.com.
to unsuitable websites. I've seen this before.
Yeah. Definitely not cool.
Mm-mm.
I want to slap whoever tagging everybody in these damn shoe joints. No, I don't want your shoes.
I'm sorry.
Just personal vent moment. Whoever the person is, when I catch him, is on and popping. That's all I got to say. I don't want your woman's Nike's boots. I'm a man. I mean, at least take the time to look at the profile. Why are you going to tag a man with some women's Nike heel boots? Really?
And they fake.
Yeah,
Nike don't,
like,
but here's
really,
the thing.
Oh, my God.
Nike is getting a little bit too out of hand with their advertisement, because if you take a look at it now, it's people with his pants half down and he between the legs. And I know sex sells, but damn. Like, that's just too much. Nike
that's
needs to be
Nike.
Flagged as well.
But that's not Nike. That's, you know, when you go to the foreign countries, they always do the bootleg. That's the bootleg.
Yeah.
That's not Nike advertising. That's the bootleg. Whoever is making
well,
it, I, people are going on the
yeah,
website.
That's not Nike. Not Nike.
It's not Nike.
Well, they need to crack down on them because that's aggravating.
Shoe boots. Nike doesn't make a shoe boot, though.
Jordan does, right?
And shoe boots.
Wow.
There's
that
no
is
such
crazy.
Thing.
I mean, I can't, but they just going too damn far. Let's look at this one. Links. When I say links to unsuitable websites, I've had people put and send me emails to these sites, and even with guys having sex with guys.
You heard me. I said homo.
Yeah,
wow.
I said homo.
Oh, my goodness. At that day that I get one of them, y'all going to see me on the news. I'm going to just let it be known right
oh,
now.
Lord.
I have nothing against guys that are gay, but I'm not into seeing men having sex, nor do I care to see pictures.
Wow.
With you. I don't care to see you with
Amen.
Your tight pants on and all that and your lollipops and your
Amen.
Face. Like, I don't care to see
Amen.
That. That's your sexuality. I get to see that every year when I go to the gray parade. And I get to see that on Halloween when I go to the village. I get to see it then. So I do not want to see that. Please stop sending me these whack links of men on men. And even Mary Kay said that.
Queen, did you see? This was on Facebook last night. Somebody had a picture with it was like they was young boys. One boy was sitting on the toilet with his like shirt over his neck. And there was another boy behind him, like literally in the bathroom with his pants pulled down on the toilet with the other boy standing
wow.
behind him, the
wow.
And they was like talking
wow.
about it like heavy on Facebook. I was like, these are
wow.
somebody's kids, number one. And who took the picture? And then you're going to leave
Wait
it on Facebook. You didn't see that last night?
Oh, hell no.
Somebody you
No,
know
I didn't,
no
I didn't see it last night because I was tired from work. I went to sleep.
It was all on Facebook last night. I was
oh,
like, wow.
Oh, my God. That is horrible. That is, that just.
Yeah, that's sick.
I can't see that anyway.
I don't know. I think my moms and pops got together. At the wrong time, and I was born in the wrong year. Because nowadays, everybody done gone queer. It's something in the water. You know, like the plane said, I don't knock what people do, but my thing is keep that to yourself. You know, you got to, you know, set that to everybody else.
People just trying to be followers rather than being leaders. Because it's so sad because a lot of people are like homos, and I can say it like that. They're young. Like, you don't even know what you want. What are you talking about? I'm gay. You're like 16.
Well, I remember when you talked dirty. Get your mad ass in this pool with me.
Yeah, it's sick. And
well, I remember when you talked dirty. Get your mad ass in this pool
with
me.
Pull your damn pants up for the life of me. Pull your pants up. I'm tired of seeing your drawers. I don't want to see your drawers. You know what I'm saying? If you was in the bang, they would be raping you. I don't want to see your drawers. No, I really
but
don't.
Here's the thing. You paid all that money for that belt. You mean to tell me that you can't afford 15 to 20, I mean, for those pants. You
I'm,
mean
I'm
to tell me that
you
can't
out,
go a
I'm
little
trying
further
to figure,
and
you
pay
know,
the
You know what I'm trying to figure out, Queen? How you
mm-hmm.
going to have tight jeans on with them hanging down
exactly.
showing your drawers?
Mm-hmm.
Could you do it?
You,
you
don't even need a belt. You got a belt on some tight jeans and you showing your drawers. I'm trying to figure that out.
Ring, ring, have a bell, ring, do the ring bell sound, because ring, 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 ring. I can never think of it. Ring, ring, ring. If your pants are tight, it should not be sagging. It don't make sense to me. And then you got holes in your phone. Like, really?
Mm.
It's not sexy.
then you got holes in your drawers.
Yes, I have seen it, Queen. Listen, I have seen it. And what bothers me is that, this is so funny, excuse me, this is funny. This is just my opinion. Any man that walks around with their pants down, that's an invitation that you like something in your ass. The real man that I know, they wear a belt and they have their pants on their waist. No real men don't wear their pants like that. I'm just sorry. I'm cool. Yeah. You're not cool. You're gay on the low.
Yeah, I never wore my pants like that. That ain't cool. It's stupid. You know, that's a surefire way. Especially if you out on the block and you running around with the pen, you wonder why you get caught by the police.
You can't run.
You know, you got on some nut crunches, birth control pill pants, you know, with some Ronald McDonald shoes that's untied. You know, you just asking to get caught.
Okay, let me piggyback on you. Why have a belt on and they still say, I put the purpose of wearing a belt is to keep your pants on your waist. Just in case you might, you know, get a little slimmer in the waist, the belt keeps your pants up. You have a belt on and your pants are still down to your knees. Showing a little dicks. Like, seriously, excuse me, I didn't mean to say that.
And that's all right, but nobody wants to see they little nobody wants to see that. And it's not even and you get these girls that be walking around with them with their pants hanging down. You can't walk with me like that. And if you mad, then so be it. Be the hell mad. I'm not walking with you like that. You don't look fresh. You look dumb. And not for nothing, if me and you walking together and we hand to hand, you mine. I don't need nobody else seeing you. My investment. I'm investing my time into you. So you don't want me walking around with God, Lord, all these butt cracks hanging out. Ladies, if you got a fatty or a flat tee, I'll say it again, a fatty or a flat tee, you need to do the test in the store, meaning when you put them jeans on, you squat down. If it's more than an inch, an inch coming down, you don't need to get those jeans because you can't find a decent enough shirt to wear with them. And now, not only do you got to do the inch check when you squat down on the floor, you need to put your hands in front of your pants and make sure that the girlfriend can easily be accessed when you put your hand down there so she can get some air. The girlfriend need air when you walk in because if you got a big butt, most likely you got big thighs and big hips. So the girlfriend need to get some maybe a couple of inches of room and space so she can move around freely. And in the back, you need to squat down, get your eagle on in the dressing room, and make sure that all your butt crack is
ring, ring, ring. Can I piggyback on that one? What is going on with the leggings? With the leggings with your crack out? What's up with that?
Oh, that's just nasty.
Like you have on leggings.
Right?
Oh, on the street, leggings, not your strip club, on the street like that? Oh, God. Everybody can't wear leggings, number one. If you don't have the right type of legs and the right type of butt, you look sleek. Number two, the short shirts with the stomach out, with the crack out, that's a little too much.
I mean, was they trying out for the part in Flash Dance?
I don't know what they was doing, but they walk around like that. They walk around like that. And they look at you because you covered up like you think you're the chick. No, I'm a lady. I don't walk around like that, like you do. So now you and your friends walking around looking at me like I'm the one dressed funny and y'all the one dressed funny. Sorry, boo-boo. I'll give you a fashion tip.
And also fashion tip number 100,021. If you're going to wear sheer material on the bottom like leggings or pants, stretch pants, please make sure to have a proper cotton or silk thongs. Please stop wearing these boy shorts and these granny panties because it's very embarrassing to see a panty line. It makes your booty look like a Sara Lee loaf on the end. It's horrible.
And stop walking around looking like Rainbow Bright and like you don't have no mirrors in the house. I'm tired of seeing that. I don't need to see no more boxes of Crayolas walking down the street. I don't know what it is, but everybody walking outside with 40 million colors on.
I am guilty of that because I'm a color girl. I love colors, but it's just how you put them together. It's not,
yeah. Because, Queen, you know I love color. But you got to make sure that color looks good. You can't have, like, 30 colors on.
You can't have, like, 30 colors on it, if you, especially if you're trying to, you know, nothing is wrong with anybody and everybody having their style, but at the same time, you want to make sure you present yourself, you know, in a respectable manner, and nothing wrong with, you can be sexy. My mama always taught me you only need one piece of slut in your outfit, whether it's the shirt or the pants or the shoes, you know, or, you know, you can get you a little lace glove, cut the, a black lace glove or a white lace glove and cut the fingertips out. That's sexy. You know, it's something about that, or some fishnet stockings, or the stockings now that got there with a cute pencil skirt or something like that, even with a flare-out skirt. It's one piece of sexy. You don't need to have your boobs out and your ass out or, you know, on the side. I see the holes in the jeans, which is fine, but now you get in a tiger stripe slits on the booty part. It doesn't really make sense, and the employers are looking at this. Make sure you, oh, your profile pictures. Just because your profile pic is nice, they can go into the other 200 to 300 pictures that you have, and they don't need to see you that night that you was in the club on a dirty dance floor doing a crybaby with a skirt on or with your leggings on and your thong showing.
Yes, and with bare feet, with no shoes on.
Bare feet with no shoes on. With that being said, we definitely got to take a break and get to some music, because the bare feet just fucked me up when you said it. So, y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We got a few more minutes left in the show. Let's get into it with Lady G right here. But watch me do my thing.
I can't hold it in anymore. I try, but I can't fake it. Cause I know deep down inside that I'm falling for you. It's time to tell you how I feel. Oh, yeah. Stay by my side, let me love you for life. Let me be what you need. If it's wrong, I'll make it right. I'm your king, you're my queen. Girl, you stole my heart. Baby, I got something to tell.
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now live on Diva Squad Radio. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, you can listen to us live at www.longtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Check in the chat room with us. Give us your feedback and your comments. We're definitely going on in on this topic. Is your Facebook status affecting your employment status? And, you know, we definitely have gotten a lot of feedback. And now we're talking about the top 10 turnoffs for employers on your social networking site. And now we are down to number 8, the lewd jokes. I mean, I can understand some of the jokes that be on there, but I think that's kind of being kind of picky, or as long as it's, I don't know about the joke situation. I don't even know that employers can get turned off about you having, I guess what they consider a lewd joke is a racist joke, or, you know, a really nasty one, right? I guess you can't really have a sense of humor. I don't know. King, what's your feedback on the lewd jokes? I don't know about that one.
Well, I mean, I'll say this, like I said, certain things you say amongst your circle, you know, Facebook is not really meant, you know, for you to be publicizing certain things or certain jokes that you could say amongst your peers. But if you know that what you do online is going to be screened, then why say it anyway? You know what I mean? Keep it simple.
Sure.
You know, keep it simple. Stop snitching on yourself. Yeah, that's
what
my
motto. Yes, stop snitching on yourself, exactly. What about the number 9, silly email addresses? I don't understand that one. Oh,
like,
I get it.
What?
Like silly email addresses, like panties off at yahoo.com. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. You want to have a professional. Can you imagine you filling out a job application actually? So what's your email address? Holdthese@fu.com. You know, it's like, you know, not that that's a real email address, but, you know, that's unprofessional. You know, it's always good to have a professional email address. It's always good to be professional, period, and just carry yourself in a certain manner.
And for those who don't know what a professional email address is, especially when you're dealing with jobs and corporate, your professional email would be your first name, your last name, at Yahoo or at Gmail. You can't get any, you know, better than that. Now, my Diva Mary Kay at Yahoo, I wouldn't put that on an employment application. DivaSpot ENT 1 or DivaSpot ENT at Gmail, I wouldn't put that on an employment application. I didn't put it on my school applications too when I was doing my financial aid and registering for all my courses. I made sure that this is business. I'm taking care of business with these people, so I wanted to go to my business email. Anything other than that, as far as the industry and music and networking and partying, that's fine because
you know, everybody has their industry name. Feature Guru 100, Y.B, Diva Mary Kay, Tay Black, you know, really unique name to describe. This is like an alter ego. This is my different personality than what I am on a more personal level or a more professional level. And, again, don't have an email that says badbitch@yahoo.com. Come on now.
So ghetto fabulous. That's ghetto fabulous.
You can't have on the ish at yahoo.com. You know, that ain't gonna work. Or smoke a lot at gmail.com. Yeah, that's gonna get you the job.
Woo. He said, yeah, that's gonna get you the job. Shout out to my honey bunny for making this good ass cornbread. This is a good cornbread. That is some good cornbread. Shout out to the men that cook for their women, too. It's so great for men to switch roles some nights with their mate. So shout out to my honey bunny with this cornbread. This is some good cornbread.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Cornbread Earl and me.
Okay, now.
That's what's up. Now, for the number 10, for number 10 on this, the top 10 turnoffs for employers on social networking site, we got to give that to 2023. Number 10 on the top 10 turnoff for employers on social networking sites is membership of pointless and silly groups. Meaning, this is a silly group, and I have to put y'all on blast, but I'm going to put you guys on blast. There's a group that sent me a request that's called Slap My Ass Group. I am not accepting your request, so please, please do me a favor and stop sending me the request to invite me to your group. Here's another one right here, Syrup Game. I don't want to be down with y'all. Please stop sending Diva Mary Kay, a.k.a. Ebony Brinson, an invite to your group. It was one more. Cotton Candy Kitties. No. And then they have a Cotton Candy Kitties. But they have a picture on it with the girl with some boy shorts on, red shorts, and it's showing her the monkey. It's showing her vagina print, and she got her holding a piece of cotton candy. Yeah, there it is. Thank you. Monkey, camel toe, peach, you know, whatever you want to call it. And she's holding a piece of cotton candy by it. So I don't want to be a part of the cotton candy kittens. No, thank you. And employers are turned off from it. So there it is. The top 10, just to go ahead and recap, is number one is references to drug abuse. Number two is intolerant views, including racism and sexism. Number three is criminal activity. Number four is evidence of excessive alcohol consumption. Number five is inappropriate pictures, including nudity. Number six, foul language. Number seven, links to unsuitable websites. Number eight, lewd jokes. Number nine, silly email addresses. And number 10, memberships of pointless and silly groups. So the employers are turned off about this, and they do not want to hire you, and some of them want to fire you. So please be aware of your actions and behavior in the way you present yourself, not only in the workplace, but out of the workplace and on your Twitter and your Facebook. Please do so. And the Twitter beefs is so whack. I don't even know who considered that a beef. How is Twitter a beef? I don't understand, because a couple of people said a couple of nasty things to each other. Are y'all serious?
I don't know. I guess Twitter is the new block. I guess that's the hood.
I don't have Twitter, sorry.
But they hold it down. But they hold it down on the Twitter, and they get gangster on Twitter. They catch bodies on Twitter. Yeah, I bodied this dude yesterday on Twitter.
You know how many bodies
crazy
I got on Twitter?
Crazy.
You know how many Twitter
crazy
accounts I've been shut down, son?
Crazy, son.
Right. Need to do a top 10 things not to do in a relationship. That's
yes, we should do that.
You know what? We're going to do that next week.
That'll sound
right
like a good
top 10 things not to do in relationships. And you know, we're going to get the feedback from you guys. Yeah, we're going to get the feedback from you guys. And another top 10 thing to do is while the friends and coworkers stop calling us while we at work or on our shows. Pay attention to the damn text that you get. Stop calling us while we working. That's whack.
Yeah.
Sidebar.
That happens all the time.
All the time. Somebody call you. You know, you may not know the schedule, but if you get a text about, you know, calling into somebody's show where they at work or whatever, stop calling them.
Is this a black thing?
Maybe it's a black thing. I don't know. I wouldn't say
nah,
that.
It's just
well,
that's
a black thing. They call it their work to gossip.
It happens. People do stupid stuff.
Because they ain't
stuff
working.
I DJed a wedding reception on was that
some
Saturday, and I told everybody. They called me while I'm mixing. Like, I'm really going to be answering the phone while I'm mixing. You know, and only one of my cousins calling to borrow $50. Yeah, I'm really going to answer the phone.
Why you want to turn people?
Why are you making your money?
Nah, I'm no figure.
Well, somebody
now, if he
would have
came and helped carry the equipment, then I would have gave him $50. You said what?
That's right.
Right?
He would have worked for that 50.
Yeah.
Look, this is what you
yeah,
tell him right here.
I still ain't got my 40 acres in a mule.
All right? Still ain't got it. So why would I give it to you? One more time, y'all.
I still ain't got my 40 acres in a mule.
Don't play with
me. I want 40 acres and an iron horse.
I know that's right. I want the whole farm. For real, I want the whole farm.
Word up. I want the whole thing, everything in it, too. Give me all of it. Don't be
stupid. I'm still trying to figure out how to, after 475 years of slavery, only 3 people got reparations, and there was only a total of $80,000. What's really going on with the world?
I was reading up on that, too.
Yeah, I was doing a case study on that in one of my classes. I was like, that's just disrespectful.
Yeah, make
3 people.
Yeah, you know, all them years of slavery. That really makes up for it. Then you know they don't even get all of that because he taxed that off the top of that.
You only got like $20,000.
Yeah, crazy.
Wow. That's sad, too. That's disrespectful. And
yeah,
either
I want these Republicans to stop playing with my money and go ahead and make it happen for real. Because if they cut our benefits, this will be a problem. You're going to see a lot of people wilding out right now because they talking about cutting military benefits, military pay. You know what I mean? I'd like to see what happened when none of the people in the military show up for work. Then we'll really
That's
see
right.
what's going on.
It's
you know, let
this.
Everybody come over here and let it get popping for real. You know, they need to cut a couple of them senators and them congressmen pay, and then we could pay off all the national debt.
That's right.
They had a fit when Obama and them came up with that whole millionaire tax. They had a damn fit.
Yeah,
like, I can't believe. Huh?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I can never understand how the millionaires get a free ride and they're the one with all the money. But the middle class, we got to pay all this tax. That makes
yeah,
no
sense. Yeah, we get taxed first. and it's crazy, especially when you're getting it back. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. You're getting it back. We're getting taxed first.
their money, you know, and it's like this is the first thing that people really got to understand. The representatives of Congress, those representatives represent the Fortune 500 companies, you know,
right.
So that's who's really running America. But at the same time, you know, we're the working class that's building those companies, that's working. We're the workforce for those companies. There's only so much
that's
that we can take. They're taking our money, and we really don't have a voice in it. Because if that's the case, if the government can say, hey, you know what, we're not going to pay our bills. If me and you do that, we're getting thrown out, fired. We don't pay IRS. We're getting locked up. They can get away with it. That ain't cool.
Mm-hmm.
So something needs to change. You know, it's time to destroy and rebuild, to be perfectly honest, because this system hasn't worked for over 200 and some years. You know, so it's really time for some real change. On a real note, that's what it's really time for. Because, you know,
getting into a person's pockets. When you start tapping again and dealing with somebody's money, then that's when the change come in because the belt get a lot more tighter. It's sad that it would have to take for somebody to mess with your money for you know, you to take the situation serious, and the government has been going back and forth, failing at this, failing at that. You know, we can point our fingers at the government all the time, but we have to start with, like you said, you know, basically building something. You got to destroy it first. You got to tear down everything and build it all over again. But it's always going to be corruption in the government part.
Politics are corruption.
The what's sad, the real change, and it always takes tragedy to happen. There's going to be another civil war that's going on right now, and a lot of people just aren't wise to it. This war is being fought in corporate America right now. You know, America is not America anymore. The face of America is not the same anymore. If you look around, look who owns the companies right now. China has a big stake, and Saudi Arabia has a big stake in the U.S. If they pull their money out of the U.S., the U.S. would fall apart completely.
That's
so,
right.
You know, so it's going to be real bad. And the thing that really kills me, the real strength of this nation is in the minorities. And if all of the minorities ever really got together and settled the difference, if the Hispanics got together with, you know, the African Americans, and they got together with, you know, the Africans, and those with foreign interests in this nation, we could really make real change. That's what really needs to happen, because we're the strong, dominant workforce. We're the money of this nation.
People are afraid to stick together.
Well, that's because they believe the things that the society is feeding them to keep us separated. And when we educate ourselves enough to realize that we can really do big things and make real change. There's a reason why if you took five brothers and stood them out on the corner, the police gonna make them disperse and move, because they fear what the potential of what they can do. You know, but five white people standing on the corner, they're not gonna say anything to them. They don't pose a threat. You know. But if we can get out there peacefully, you know, and do things. I'm not saying go out here and blow the White House.
I have to interject on that, because in the hood, the cops do it as well. If you in the hood, let's say, switch the situation, black people standing on the corner, whatever corner, white neighborhood, Spanish neighborhood, whatever. But if it was a bunch of white people standing on the corner right now, and you know, most likely they dressing like us, they want to be like us. If they were standing in the corner, I don't know right now, if it was some white people standing on the corner in the hood where I'm from, and anybody standing on the corner around here, the police go run down like, what the hell is y'all doing? First of all, the same thing for the black people, the five black brothers on the corner. Why are y'all standing on this corner and y'all don't belong right here? Same thing with white people in the hood. When our officers, or we see white people in the hood, most likely that comes to our mind is they copping drugs. When
That's
you see
right.
the black people in the hood in the area, most likely they think they selling drugs. So we think white people come to, when they in the hood, that they copping some coke, dope, weed, PCP, pills. But when they see black people in their area or Latino or Spanish, they think that they're selling coke, dope, weed, PCP, and pills. So it's basically the same view. They just know that, look, and I'm not trying to take up for all the cops in the world, and it is some great policemen. It's a difference between a cop and a policeman or a policewoman. But it's just the way you look at it. They know that this crowd of people is here and they standing out here. They don't belong here. Something ain't right. They doing something they ain't got no business. And 9 times out of 10, they right, because either the white people or Peruvian, Asian, or whoever, they know that they don't belong in this area, and most likely they copping drugs. On the other side, most likely they selling drugs if they standing on corners. Nobody really like hang out on the corner. Maybe it's a restaurant or something right there. But I just wanted y'all to look at it from both ends, how it goes down for the policemen and the cops. Because it's either you copping or you selling.
It's nothing but a stereotype.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but those
that's
those
all
can
it is.
Be changed.
The bottom line,
you know,
that's the bottom line. It's a stereotype.
Yeah, I want our people to hang out. Let's all hang out on Wall Street. You know,
yeah.
Let's get this money for real. No, they won't. I'm gonna tell you, even on any block, like, to be perfectly honest, people just have to know their laws. You know, the street is a public place. Not even the city nor the state owns it. You know what I'm saying? So you can actually stand on the corner. The police truly cannot make you move off of the corner. Okay. If you are not breaking any type of laws, they cannot make you move from off of the corner. Well, even if it's a known drug area, if you're not committing any crimes, you have a right to actually be in a public place. Now, if there's a crime being committed, I wouldn't say, if you dirty and you know you're doing wrong, I wouldn't suggest doing this because you're going down. But, you know, by all means, if you are right, if you don't have no record, because they will be petty and run your stuff.
Yes, they will.
You know, then, you know, if you straight, then you straight. That's what I always say at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? If you're not doing dirt, then, you know, you're always going to be right. You know, I'm all about education. So, you know, educate yourself. You know, arm yourselves, you know, with that education and use it. Don't just learn and not apply it, you know, because that just defeats the purpose. And that's what our people really need. Then they can stop wearing these nut crunches and these balloon shoots. You know,
right. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, Jesus. I feel your pain.
Yeah.
Yo, we got to the end of the show. We gonna get our final thoughts, Queen. We gonna start with you. Let's get the final thoughts before we get out of here. On the topic about
the show tonight. There was some very valuable information. I wish a lot of people would have tuned in tonight because you could have learned a lot and you could have shared a lot. I can honestly say that. We are a product of ourselves. It's not about your environment. Everything you do is your perception of who you are in your own life. And personality is key, and it's very important that as you promote yourself, that you be very mindful of the things you say, the pictures you take, and the people that you interact with. Because in the end, it's all about you. And when you fall, ain't nobody else going to care about when you fall. But when you portray yourself as a certain individual, people will judge you. Read, learn, educate yourself, because nobody else is not going to share some information with you.
Thank you, Queen. I definitely appreciate you for the final thought. Thank you.
You know, that was definitely wise words. I just say, you know, be a positive reflection in the mirror of society. You know, don't be a statistic. You know, we need positivity, not the negative, you know, images that are being portrayed. Let go of the stupidity, people, please. I mean, please. 2011, can we bring in 2012 without the negativity?
Please. I'm praying for change.
Yes.
Yeah, change.
We all
dollar.
Gotta pray for change.
Yeah,
right.
Change.
One thing that I want to say on the file, you know, about, you know, is your Facebook affecting your Facebook status, or is your status period affecting your employment and educational status, is very important. I just want to let you know that, guys, keeping your profile clean. You know, when setting your status, do you really want to declare that, you know, Keisha or John thinks work sucks, or that Jane is thinking of, you know, throwing a or has a hickey or even something a bit less obvious, like, you know, moaning about a difficult client or something like that, you want to keep your profile clean. Keep your status, your stats that you post at a respectable manner. Remember, this is how people are viewing you. Also, your photos. This is how people are viewing you. And commenting on other people's walls and photos. You know, anybody that is in your friend network or on Twitter or wherever you are, make sure whatever you're posting is going to be for the benefit of not, you can't benefit everybody, but you want them to see what you're doing. You want to give them a benefit of tuning in or listening or supporting whatever that you're doing because it's something positive and it's something good. What you put out, the seed that you plant, is what is going to grow from that seed. So I want you to keep that in mind. Y'all make sure y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. It's very important for you to take care of yourself. And you need to have some steps. And what I encourage you on today is the first thing, whatever your God is or the God of your understanding is, that person, that spiritual feeding first. Then your family. Family includes you first, your kids, your mate, whoever. Then your career. Because if your spiritual is not together and your family life has to be taken care of, your career is going to take the back burner, and it's not going to be what you wanted it to be, what you went into, whether it's your working career or your educational career. You want to make sure you take the necessary and proper steps to be the best you. The best you. Only you can be the best you if you put the best things in it. The same thing that you want for your children, you looking at your children or you looking at this project and say, look, I need to put this into it. I need to put this into it. I need to teach them this. I need to teach them that. You have to remember that for yourself. If you want to be successful at something, if you want to be a successful car dealership owner or you want to be an artist or you want to own a business, think about the things that you need to invest into yourself first. Then who do I need to know to get these things? And then how am I going to put that in action to be able to be the best person that I can be? I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show tonight. Make sure y'all tune in with me tomorrow on Frontline Fridays. The party starts every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. Y'all make sure y'all tune in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. You can also tune in live at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Shout out to you, Queen Karima, for coming through. Shout out to you, King Genius, for coming through. Everybody that's on the line right now that called in, that had to go, retweeted, reposted. Diva Mary K, Ebony B, thanks y'all so much, man. We out of here.
Bye.
It's Diva Mary K.